This is the Middle East Report, your connection to truthful reporting on Israel and the Middle East. I'm John Riley. Israel continues to face threats to its existence from Hamas in Gaza and Iran's terrorist proxy Hezbollah in the north. Along with the ongoing war in Israel, Jew hatred is rising around the world. The United Nations continues to pass anti-Semitic resolutions. The International Criminal Court is calling for the arrest of Israeli government officials, and the Biden administration continues to pressure Israel to end the war and allow Hamas to remain. I spoke to Senior Pastor Barry Stagner of Calvary Central OC in California about the tragic rise of Jew hatred and especially what's happening on our college campuses. Barry is also the host of the internationally broadcast weekly program The Lineup and the author of six books, including The Times of the Signs, A Chronology of Earth's Final Events.
You know, John, watching this happen is, as you said, just it's tragic. And it's hard to believe, you know, in the first country to support Israeli statehood, now we've got a turning against Israel all over the nation. And, you know, it's important, I think, to remember that anti means against, and it is against the Semitic people known as the Jews. And this hatred that is manifesting itself so clearly across our country comes from the deception of Satan. There's no question about it. And, you know, we have to remember, John, that, you know, there's a spiritual element to this that's behind the scenes, and it feeds out of that deception that is prophesied that is going to be predominant in the last days. And if you think about especially what's going on on the university campuses around our country and the radical things that are happening, Jews being told to stay home and study online and even take their tests online and all these other things that are happening because of fear for their lives. One of the important things I think to remember is that these groups that are protesting against Israel are the same people that will march in the gay rights parades and not even recognizing now that they are pro-Hamas, you know, chanting, "We are all Hamas." Well, you know, go march in the gay pride parade in Gaza that doesn't exist. And this whole deception that is going on in the thinking of young people today, especially, is catastrophic for our country, I believe. And, you know, there's promises all the way back in Genesis 12:3 about blessing and cursing Israel. And, you know, some people like to say, you know, that was for another time. But, you know, the second half of that verse in Genesis 12:3 that talks about, "He who blesses you, I will bless, and he who curses you, I will curse, and in you all the nations of the earth shall be blessed." That's a messianic promise. So if the Messiah that was sent through the Jews is still being a blessing to all the nations of the earth through people coming to faith in him, then the first portion of the promise can't be separated from that. And that is, you know, there are results, cursings that come upon nations that turn against Israel. And the interesting thing about the language there in the Hebrew is, you know, the first word, it says, those who curse you, I will curse. And those are two different Hebrew words. And the second is, or the first rather, is those who think little of you. Those who think little of Israel will experience curses. And it's that particular Hebrew word is exactly what we think it means, that God will react to the treatment of the Jews. And, you know, it's just not a good thing that's going on with our young people today, John. And to see this this deception manifest itself in such a way that it just exposes huge ignorance of what Gaza and Hamas are actually all about.
That's Pastor Barry Stagner. A link to his latest book, The Times of the Signs, A Chronology of Earth's Final Events, can be found on my podcast page when you go to AFR.net. AFR.net. Look for The Middle East Report. That's The Middle East Report. I'm John Riley. Thank you for listening.